Welcome to Shomar Shavan Nadav, she is sponsored by Louis Nishman, Sarambiak, Shom, Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin, Dav Kuvudalit. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Beis, when speaking about the Psukim of Eicho, the Gemara Darshan's Vatisa Kolaid, the Vitnus Kulon, Vivko, Balaylau, the Miraglim, when they came back, everybody cried. So the Gemara Darshan's Omar Abba, Mabirchanon, Oiso, Laylo, Leil Tishabo, Hoyo, Amalam Akurishbochel Israel, Atem Mechis and Mechia Shachinom, you cried a b'chia, a cry of nothing for free, for no reason. I will give you crying for doiros on that same night, the night of Tisha B'Av. And as the Gemara mentioned earlier, this gives you the opportune time. There's here an ace, a bad ace. That's the ace of Tisha B'Av. But you need to understand, what is the connection between Chet HaMeraglim and the Churban HaBayis? Is it just because they cried one night, so they'll be crying a few generations later? Obviously, there's some direct connection, direct correlation between the Chet HaMeraglim and the Churban HaBayis. What is the connection? So one way is brought down in the Parshas Drochim Drush Ches, and in short, is brought down over here in the Ben Yoyodo. And the idea is, the Medrash says, the Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael. So when he's going to get up in Tchias HaMeisim, he's going to bring with him the Dor HaMidbar. They're going to come together to Eretz Yisrael. So explains the Parshas Drochim, what's Peshat? If Moshe Rabbeinu would go into Eretz Yisrael, he would be mevatel the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. He goes on to explain that the whole Golus, everything bad that happened to Klal Yisrael, is because of the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah that they had. That's what the Achik Nes HaGdoilo took it away and began by Sheni. If Moshe Rabbeinu would go into Eretz Yisrael, say he would take away this Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, and they would never go to Golus. Now, in Dor HaMidbar, there was a gzeiro, im yavoyun al menuchosek, shbog did a shua, they're not coming to Eretz Yisrael in this first coming from Mitzrayim. They're not going to join Am Yisrael. But if they go to Golos, if Am Yisrael is going to Golos, and they have to come again to a new menucha to Eretz Yisrael, then Dor HaMidbar can join. So Yimei Lezuk, the Pashas Rochim, says the Ben Yoyodo, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu did not go to Eretz Yisrael is in order to have us, Mimzake, Dor HaMidbar to come to Eretz Yisrael. So Nimtzo, if Am Yisrael would not be Choyt and Chet HaMeraglim, and they would go to Eretz Yisrael to begin with, so Moshe Rabbeinu would go there, there would be Vata Yetzer HaAvodah Zarah, and there would be no Golos. The only reason the Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to Eretz Yisrael is in order to come and have bring back the Dor HaMidbar. So therefore, there is a Yetzer HaAvodah Zarah, and that's why there's Churban HaBayis. So Churban HaBayis is connected to Chet HaMeraglim, because by Chet HaMeraglim you have the Dor HaMidbar dying, and immediately now you have to go to Golos to be able to bring them back. The Maharal in Chidush HaGadol says a little differently, and this is what the Maharal says in a few places in the Svarim. The Maharal's Yesod is that whatever the Dor Mitzrayim does, and in other places he says whatever Moshe Rabbeinu does, is something that has no bitul. Moshe Rabbeinu takes out Mitzrayim, Am Yisrael are free since then. That's why we're Chogeg, Chag HaPesach, because we're out of Mitzrayim. We have Gulas and Nefesh from Mitzrayim. Am Yisrael, it has Kriyas Yamsuf, that's something they never taken away. Am Yisrael receives the Torah and never loses it. If Dor HaMidbar and Moshe Rabbeinu were going to Eretz Yisrael, they would never go to Golos. Because whatever they do, whatever is done from Dor Yetzi Mitzrayim, something that has no bitul. The Maharal says, Keshem Shayetziyah Yimikuyemes Nitzchis, Kachaya Nitzchi Biyosim El Haaretz, Velo Haya Bitul Oilam. Because whatever Dor HaMidbar does, it's something that is not canceled, it's not bottle. So Yimele, if Dor HaMidbar would not do Chet HaMeraglim and go to Eretz Yisrael, there would be no Golos, there would be no Churban HaBayis. But because they did a Chet, so they did a break in the Mahalach of going from Mitzrayim and coming to Eretz Yisrael, it's not anymore Dor Yotze Mitzrayim coming to Eretz Yisrael, so Yimele has something that has a beetle, something that could be canceled. So that is the connection between Chet HaMeraglim and Churban HaBayis HaMikdash. And in other shiurim, we explain a little more, a little deeper, maybe what the Maharal means. It's based on the Gemara says that if Am Yisrael would stay in Eretz Yisrael for too long, they would never have a geula. That's the drasha that it says, v'neshamte ba'aretz, if they would stay the number of years of v'neshamtem, so they would not have a geula. Seemingly, that only applies to the generation of Dor HaBayis. If Dor Yotze Mitzrayim would go into Eretz Yisrael, they would not have the issue of v'neshamtem. They would not need to go to Golos. Because they'll be in such a high madrigo and they'll be able to cope with the challenges of Eretz Yisrael. But once it's not that generation, it's a lower generation. So that lower generation has an ishyonis of Eretz Yisrael, adding here what the Parshas Drachim say, the Yitzhar of the Zohar is very strong against them. And Yimele, they need galus to rectify their sins. So this all comes together. Once the Dor HaMidbar is not going into Eretz Yisrael, so Yimele, going into Eretz Yisrael is something which is not permanent, it's something which is temporary, that's what brings Churban HaBayis. B'chiyah Shel Chinam, it directly leads to B'chiyah LeDoiros. Anyone who wants to join the Shomashova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomashova@gmail.com.